Good morning and welcome to worship at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. We are grateful for your presence, all of you who are with us in person, and those of you joining us online. Today is the third Sunday of Advent, which means next Sunday will be our children's Christmas service, and the children will be offering a play for you, so we hope that you will be in attendance next week. Also, keep in mind that we have two more sessions of our Sunday school class on how the Grinch stole Christmas, and we would love for you to join us. It's been a wonderful class with really good conversation. This Wednesday is our last Wednesday evening for our Advent meal and for worship. There are only three Wednesdays in Advent this year, but the men's group is providing supper, and they are offering chicken pie. And I know that's a crowd favorite, so. Oh, excuse me, chicken and dumplings. To the gluten-free vegetarian, it's all kind of the same. Chicken and dumplings. Today is the last day to place your order for the Holly Grove Lutheran Church t-shirts, golf shirts, and sweatshirts. The link is online, but if you feel uncomfortable doing that or you don't know how, you can talk to Mary after worship, and Mary can take down your order. So look out for Mary if you'd like to do that. We have a few birthdays this week. Brandon Hedrick, Greg Kepley, Johnny Fritz, and Caroline Hedrick. Celebrating their anniversary are Joyce and Stanley Shields. And Amy, we omitted you by accident from the bulletin last week, so you remembered your baptism last Sunday, but we wanted your name to be in there. And then this week, remembering their baptism are Jonathan Hedrick and Andy Beck. Let us pray. Watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand, and comfort them when they are discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts, may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their lives. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Just a reminder that the cookie exchange is after worship. Even if you didn't bring something, please join us. There is plenty back there. And then anyone who wants to go caroling can join the Agape Circle after that. Also due this week are Christmas designation forms. You can give a designation to the backpack program or purchase a poinsettia in memory or in honor of somebody. So if you want to do that, fill out your form. And if you would like to purchase a luminary for Holly Grove Lutheran Church in honor or in memory of someone, they are for sale for $10. We have forms for those too, so at either entrance, look for the forms if you are interested in doing that. Brantley, did you have something you wanted to show us? Okay.
Cards in the basket for
Children's Church. So are you so happy that somebody gave you some cards? Yeah, thank you for giving Brantley some cards. He got one last week, and you carried it around with you, didn't you? Did it make you feel very loved? Yeah. Merry Christmas, Brantley. And we have a prayer shawl to bless this morning for Haley Blower, who is Chip's daughter-in-law. Let us pray. God, we give you thanks for the prayer shawl ministry here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. And we ask that you would bless this prayer shawl for Haley, that you would offer her tangible reminders that you are with her and are caring for her. Bless this prayer shawl so that as she feels the weight of it upon her shoulders or upon her lap, that she feels the weight of our love for her here at Holly Grove Lutheran Church. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now prepare our hearts for worship as the handbell choir offers the prelude. please stand as you are able. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, alive in the world, reviving creation, arriving soon. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. God of mercy, we confess that we have sinned. We trust earthly powers and human authority and leaders above you. We grow fearful. We cling to false comforts. God of might, we confess that we have sinned. We have turned away from our neighbors. We have trusted false promises. God in our midst, we confess that we have sinned. We plead, come to us. Bring your mercy to birth in us. A righteous branch springs forth. It is Christ the Lord, our Savior, in whom we have forgiveness and life and mercy. By the power of the Holy Spirit, receive the grace and forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ, whose day draws near. Amen. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up your power, Lord Christ, and come. With your abundant grace and might, free us from the sin that binds us, that we may receive you in joy and serve you always. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Brantley is lighting the Advent wreath candles this morning, if you want to go get the candle lighter. So on the first Sunday of Advent, we lit a candle for hope. Last Sunday, we lit a candle for peace. And today, we light the pink candle representing joy. Can you light the pink candle for us, pal? So we light one candle for joy, because the world is broken and the wait is long, but our joy can't be contained. Like a toddler toppling the thrones of power with a gleeful swipe, joy pierces our silence with song, interrupts our sighing with laughter, and unshackles our fumbling feet to dance. My soul magnifies the Lord, she whispers, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. And so we light one candle, because it only takes one. Christ is with us. I'd like to invite the children forward for a children's message. Yes, buddy? You can show them, sure. You can show them your cards, of course. Yes, you can stand right there. Good morning, Cameron. Good morning, Sawyer. Good morning, Kate. Good morning, Maddie. Oh my goodness, Kate just gave you a card. That's so kind. It looks like the envelope has stickers all over it. Oh, I love it. Well, good morning, everybody. Are you all getting excited for Christmas? Yeah, are you guys getting excited for Christmas? Well, this morning I wanted to tell you a little bit about the word Christmas and how we can write it in different ways. So, does anybody know what these letters are? One is an X. This kind of looks like a P, right? Or a G. It's actually two Greek letters. The X is called chi, and the other one is rho. And they are the first two letters of Christ in Greek. So Christ in Greek is Christos, and this is what it looks like in Greek. And for the first, especially the first couple hundred years of Christianity, folks took the chi and the rho and intertwined them, and this became a symbol for Christians to identify one another so that they could, in secret, let one another know that they were Christians, that they followed Jesus. And I've got a couple pictures here to show you, actually. This is carved into a catacomb, which is like an underground place, like a cave, kind of. Yes, kind of. And do you guys see the X here? Do you see the X, the chi, or the chi? And do you see the rho, the other one here? Do you see the X, Maddie? So this was inside of a catacomb. Right, you see the chi and the rho. Here's a picture of another one that was engraved on an altar, right, just like ours, except it was stone. Do you see the X and the rho? Is it a what? It is. This was a real carving on an altar in about 300, the year 300. You didn't finish yet. Oh, you didn't finish yet? Okay. You go ahead. You go ahead. Does it make you happy to share your Christmas cards with the congregation? Good. Good. So sometimes when we write Merry Christmas, we can actually use this X like a chi, because that is a symbol for Jesus, kind of like Brantley, his mom calls him B. That's short for Brantley, but that's his nickname. Or when I give something to Greg and Gyla, I put on the envelope to G&G, to Greg and Gyla. Or when I'm thinking about Kate and Cameron, I put K and K. I put K and K. And so some people want us to write out C-H-R-I-S-T for Christ in Christmas, but it means the same exact thing if you have this X, because this stands for Christ. And if you looked at all my notes and in different things that I've written, I actually put an X instead of writing out the word Christ, because this is what it means. It means Christ, and it's meant that since hundreds and hundreds of years ago for the earliest Christians. And so I wanted to let you know that as you're learning how to write, or even after you know how to write, if you want to write Christmas with a chi or an X and then M-A-S, it means Christmas, because this symbol means Jesus. It means Christ. Sound good? All right. Well, will you pray with me? Good morning, God.
Good morning, God.
Thank you for today.
Thank you for our church.
Thank you for our
church.
And thank you for each other.
Thank you for words
and for letters and symbols
that help us talk to each other
and share with each other. We are excited for Christmas, God.
We love you.
Amen. Thank you for coming up this morning, and you have a fun craft waiting for you in Children's Church with Susan this morning.
The Old Testament lesson is from Zephaniah chapter 3. Sing aloud, O daughter Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, Do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord, your God, is in your midst, a warrior who gives victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exult over you with loud singing, as on a day of a festival. I will remove disaster from you, so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time, and I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time I will bring you home, at the time when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth, when I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. The New Testament lesson is from Philippians chapter 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to everyone. The Lord is near. Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the first chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You may not know this about me, but I love mittens. I don't get the opportunity to wear them much anymore, but when I moved to North Carolina several years ago and got rid of all my wool sweaters, I just couldn't bring myself to get rid of my mittens. They are so cozy, and although this pair is very, very worn, I thought this morning I should dig out my pink mittens to wear to church for Gaudete Sunday, where we light the pink or the rose-colored candles symbolizing the joy that we have in God on our Advent wreath. We call this Gaudete Sunday because in Latin, Gaudete means rejoice, and that is the first word of the passage we read this morning from Philippians. Paul says, "Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice." Gaudete in the Lord always. Again, I say Gaudete. So for Gaudete Sunday, in addition to my pink shoes and my pink stole, I thought I might wear my pink mittens. Here's something else you may not know about me. Long before you could stream an entire television series, even before you could buy a box set of a television series, I spent many an afternoon watching reruns of The Golden Girls. I almost wanted us to sing this, the theme song, but I thought, well, we gotta squeeze this sermon into a few less minutes. But I loved watching The Golden Girls. And when I was in college, and yes, this dates me, but when I was in college, one by one, each season came out on DVD. And so every time a new season was available, you better bet that I was at Target that day getting my little box of a season for the Golden Girls. I loved Dorothy and Sophia and Blanche and Rose. Even at a young age, I was captivated by the friendships that they shared, how they became like family. As I watched those DVDs over and over and over again, I studied their friendships with one another. I did the same thing as I read the series Anne of Green Gables, right? Anne and Diana were kindred spirits, and later Anne and Leslie. And I loved that word, that phrase, kindred spirits. I've also studied the friendships of the women in the movie Steel Magnolias and in the movie Beaches. I wanted a Cece. I feel like I'm Hillary, a little serious. I wanted a Cece. And most recently, I have been studying the friendship of Grace and Frankie. I think what captivates me so much about the friendships of these different characters is that it gives witness to what we all long for, to what we all need, and to what we all want in our lives. We want relationships with deep connection. We long for the beauty of knowing somebody and for being known in return. We long to be accepted for who we are, quirks and all. We long for the joy that comes in a relationship that happens when you experience, yes, the ordinary joys, but also the big joys of life together. The power of having somebody share your joys and accomplishments, having someone to cheer you on, even in the everyday, ordinary parts of life. And certainly we all long for a kind of relationship where someone shows up for you in difficult times, whether it's a big difficult time or a not so difficult time. We want someone to show up for us in the midst of that and to be with us and to help us get through. I very clearly remember the autumn afternoon when I first sat with the story of Mary and Elizabeth. Their encounter is also known as the Visitation. That afternoon, I read over this story again and again, and I pored over commentaries, wanting to absorb as much as I could about their relationship and their encounter. I couldn't get enough because I was so deeply moved by their encounter with one another. And even to this day, when this text rolls around, I love to get lost in it again. You see, Mary had just received the perplexing, more accurately translated, the terrifying news that she would bear the Messiah. The Holy Spirit came upon her, and God's might overshadowed her. And just like that, the Creator of the world was being created in her body. The angel Gabriel also told Mary that her cousin, who was decades older than she, was pregnant and that Elizabeth was in her sixth month of pregnancy. After her famous, "Let it be unto me as you have said," after offering her heart and her mind and her body to partner with God in God's unfolding promise to mend the world, Mary, with haste, traveled to see Elizabeth. And bless Luke for giving us this late Advent pre-Christmas gift that we get to witness in this first encounter of these two women. When Elizabeth first sees Mary, who would certainly not have been showing yet, before Mary tells her what's happening or what has happened, the Holy Spirit reveals to Elizabeth Mary's situation. And Elizabeth's response is beautiful. She offers an affirming and celebratory greeting. "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." I imagine these two huddled together in the warmest, most comforting and joyful and warm embrace, as they held on to one another, singing and laughing in joy and astonishment. And blessed are we that we get to witness this intimate moment between the two of them, this moment when God brings two pregnant women together, and they both acknowledge the work of the Spirit in one another. And not only do they acknowledge it, they celebrate the work of the Spirit in one another. Elizabeth becomes the first human to bear witness to the good news that the angel Gabriel spoke to Mary. And Mary offers her presence and her encouragement to Elizabeth. In each other, God gives them community and connection. Both of their pregnancies were unexplainable to anyone else, but each other understood the other, and they accepted one another in those circumstances without hesitation. And then when they were together in one another's presence, the Holy Spirit helped them to understand what was happening to them and to understand more fully and more deeply that each of them was part of something that was much bigger than themselves. This interaction is beautiful because there's no competition between these two women, just celebration. Right? We've all heard that comparison is the thief of joy, and neither Mary nor Elizabeth will let comparison steal their joy. Elizabeth, not even for one second, compares herself or her situation to Mary's. Instead, she wholeheartedly welcomes Mary into her heart and into her arms and into her home. She wholeheartedly acknowledges the work of the Holy Spirit in Mary's life and in her body. And she blesses Mary. This is her response. She blesses Mary. She's not jealous of Mary. She's not resentful of Mary. She rejoices with her and blesses her with words that I'm certain Mary held in her heart for the remainder of her life. Oh, that we would have Elizabeths and Marys in our lives, and that we would be Elizabeths and Marys to others, discovering what the Holy Spirit is doing in others and putting words to it and celebrating it with them and blessing them for who they are and for the work that God is doing in their lives. Sisters and brothers, in this last stretch of Advent, 9 days before Christmas, may God use this story to strengthen us in our waiting and in our longing. And may we, like Mary and Elizabeth, celebrate Jesus coming to us and the work of God within us and others, with joy, with laughter, with song and astonishment. May it be so. Amen. Thank you.
with the whole church, let us confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
As we prepare for Emmanuel, God with us, let us pray for all people and places that long for God's presence. God, our uniter, increase communication and cooperation in our relationships with those of other traditions and religions. Root your church in the radical message of your incarnation and enable us to pursue your justice in the world. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. God, our Creator, we praise you for the beauty that surrounds us. Awaken in us a renewed sense of care for the wildlife in our communities. Form us into faithful stewards of what you have made. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. God, our sovereign, Mary proclaims a new way of life that lifts up the lowly and fills the hungry with good things. Nurture in local governments and municipalities a desire to care for all who are overlooked and ignored. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. God, our beacon, as the Northern Hemisphere begins its slow turn toward more daylight, remind us that even in the deepest nights, you are there. Comfort the lonely and bereaved. Hold closely the frightened, anxious, depressed, and ill, especially Bill, Paul and Carolina, Bobby and Jana, John, Keith, Lori, Sandra, our friends and family listening to the bulletin, and those we now name aloud on our lips or silently in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. God, our guide, shepherd the leadership of this congregation. Bless the council staff and clergy in discerning future ministry and open their hearts to the voices of the community. Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer. God, our life, you remember the promises you have made to your people. In gratitude for those who have died, we praise you for your faithfulness. Throughout history, Lord, in your mercy, receive our prayer.
Savior of the nations, come. Receive these prayers and the pleas of our hearts. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. I invite you to share the peace of Christ with one another.
Thank you.
Let us pray together. Creator God, you made the whole world, even the farthest stars, and you draw near to feed us. We praise you for these gifts of bread and wine. Strengthen us with this food, that we may live in expectation for the advent of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending the beginning and the end, the giver of life. Blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Amen. Lord, unite us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. God feeds us with tender mercy. Come, come to God's table.
Thank you.
for the table blessing. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray together. Generous God, we thank you for the gift of life, for the bread of salvation. We thank you for coming among us, for leading us into peace. We thank you for showering us with mercy, for sending us into the world. Come, Lord Jesus, and go with us as we feed the hungry in your name. Amen.
God of endings and beginnings, God in the darkness and in the light, God our hope for the journey, bless you and keep you now and forever. Amen.
Let us now recite our mission statement together. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Peace, prepare the way for you all.
Thanks be to God.